Welcome to the Torpcast today. I'm in a place called Debeteld, very close to a small place called Doetinchem in eastern Holland. And here I'm with my friend Gerard Hobelman, who is the director of Debeteld, which is a conference and vacation center that has great significance in Holland and the Dutch region and also the European nations around here. And Gerhard has a real deep sense of vision and calling and mandate to run this place. Gerhard, it's good to be here with you and see and experience this place. And I'd like to ask you, how did you become the director of this great institution?
It was the beginning of the 70s that my dad ran a farm here, and he had to grow bigger. You know, that the politics said every farm has to be larger, and he wondered about that, if he should do that or not. And he asked his children, we were maybe 9 and 11, 12 by the time, and he said, boys, do you want to be a farmer in the future? And then we both said to our dad, no. So we thought, oh, why extending the farm? And then he was wondering about it. And then I said to my dad, Daddy, why don't you change the farm into a campground? I think that would be awesome. And he felt that he should pray about that. So he started praying, Lord, is this something from you? If it's something from you, I like to have kind of a Gideon fleece, a confirmation. And show me green light, open the door. And he went to the local government here, to the municipality, and there was a map from this region, and on this map was a sign. And this sign, this area is for agriculture with the possibility for recreation. So it was clear, it was obvious that he had to change the farm into a campground. And there was a guy in the local government here, and he really felt that this should happen. And you know, probably God also opened his heart to help my dad. And I think it only took a year. And he started very small. And that was 1972.
Gerhard, you told me something that deeply touched me yesterday. You were 22. Your father was on his deathbed. Yes. What happened?
Well, my dad started in 1972. And then he died in 1979, and it was in the summer of 79, I had a talk with the guest, and this guest, you know, God probably brought him to me, and this guest explained to me, do you realize that your dad is dying? And suddenly I realized, wow, soon he will not be there. And I was 22, my brother was 19, and that afternoon I went to a hospital, and I was standing next to his bed. And he had cancer, and then he started talking to me, and there was a God-given moment, and he said to me, Gerhard, are you willing to run the battle the way I started it, with a spiritual identity? And then, you know, I really felt deep in my heart that this was something from God, and I said under tears, yes. So I accepted, that afternoon, I accepted the mantle. And I was very young, my brother was 19, and from that moment on, you know, it's now the 36th year I'm running this. And that was a very, very important moment in my life, that I really felt the Holy Spirit saying to me, it is your calling to do that.
You know, Gerhard, we met 5 months ago, 4 months ago, and it was great to meet you. But after I came back home, my PA, who's his name is Gabor, he said to me, "Do you know, Jan, what an influential man that Gerhard really is," because he had keenly been listening to what you were saying, and I'm realizing more and more. That God has placed upon you great authority in this region and to bring spiritual life to so many. Give us a glimpse of what are you actually doing on this campground, like this summer?
Well, after 30 years, my brother quit the ministry. We had a difference in the view on how to go on, and I really felt, you know, that it was going to the next level. And we started doing all kind of stuff, conferences the whole year round. Sometimes in January we have 1,200 students here, and in the summer we have a lot of people that go on vacation, but their vacation is like a retreat, like you know, getting the Lord better, relationships restored, people physically healed, delivered. So it's not a real vacation. It's also a place to go deep with God. And then the Lord showed me that, that there will be more things that the ministry will be about. Recreation, but also about teaching and also about media. So that's what we're working on right now, that to go into Europe and to you know, transform nations. That's my dream for the future, and also combine that with biblical teaching in the media. So that's what we're up to now.
Now, I know that your main hall here takes 2,000, and we're sitting right now in one of the beautiful chalets that there are for rent. How many chalets are you able to use and house people in during conferences?
We have 265 chalets, and the rest is camping, so you can come with your tour caravan or your tent. And another miraculous thing happened after my brother left. We had a real crisis. It was really hard. But now the Lord added another venue, another center every year. So now we're not the Bethel one center, but we also have one in Amerongen, one in Doorn, which is in the very center of Holland, and also a center near the beach in the southwest, near Belgium. And I'm really thankful for that, because my son, who married exactly a week ago, and he's running this center. So now the battle is not one center, but four centers.
Now, tell me briefly, Gerhard, your son was not pursuing the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord intervened.
Yes.
It's the story of a mantle, in a sense, again.
Yes.
Just give us a little... information about that.
Yeah, it's the son in the middle. I have three sons, and I knew that there was a calling on his life, and I also saw a struggle and a battle. You know, the darkness didn't want him to go into his destiny. So what happened is that he was using drugs between 15 and 17, and then he came to faith in our main auditorium with a guy that was, you know, Bible study and worship and all these things, and he was the only guy with 300 people there. And then after his conversion, he again, you know, did not really follow the Lord. But it's so incredible to see how God loves people and how he is leading people. And he started the third center, and he wasn't ready at all, because his life was not the way we as parents, you know, liked. But we felt that he should start running this center, and then the Lord provided a lot of things, like a wonderful girl that was leading worship, and he fell in love with this girl, and now he is totally motivated and dedicated, and he is really walking in the ways of the Lord. And it's history repeating. It's a little bit the same. What happened to me when I was not so strict following the Lord, but when my dad put on the mantle on my shoulders, you know, my life totally changed. And we put the mantle on his shoulders, and then the Lord provided, and his life totally changed. So we're now in the third generation, and I'm really grateful for everything that's developing right now.
It's great to be here, Gerhard, with you and Janita, your wife. This place this week has a couple of hundred young kids here, students, studying and worshiping and fellowshipping. God bless you, and we'll hear more from you.
Thank you very much, Jan Aga. It's a privilege to have you here.
Thank you.